The Garden of Eden. Now, where was it?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the new Answers book. Well, Ken, most people believe that the Garden of Eden was in the Middle East, where we find the Tigris and Euphrates rivers today. Are those people wrong?
Well, I'm afraid I have to tell you that we have absolutely no idea where the Garden of Eden was located. You see, the Bible describes the garden as being associated with four rivers and that they arise from one source. Now, this description does not fit with the location of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers today. And furthermore, this area of the Middle East is on top of thousands of feet of rocks containing billions of dead things. So think about this. As death came into the world after sin, we can't have the Garden of Eden sitting on billions of dead bones showing evidence of diseases, pain, and suffering. You see, we need to remember that the whole world was destroyed by the flood of Noah's day. Now, the Garden of Eden would have also been destroyed. During the flood, the continents probably split apart, forming a totally different-looking earth to that before the flood. When Noah came out of the ark and into this new world, he would have used names he was familiar with, like Tigris and Euphrates, to name the new rivers he saw.
Are you aware that all the different people groups or races we see today around the world have descended from Noah and his family who were on the ark? Ken Ham looks at that intriguing question in his free booklet on the origin of the so-called races. The booklet's free at AnswersRadio.com.